Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Monsoon floods devastate Pakistan. Find out how you can bring help and gospel hope. Then Keys for Kids resources can help your family dive into some consistency with God's Word. More on that in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Pakistan, where torrential rains triggered displacement and suffering in the same areas devastated by monsoon floods 2 years ago. Unknown Nations is one of many groups responding. CEO Greg Kelly says,
"It's not a matter of if, but when the monsoons come in, the devastations vary, but this year it's absolutely been on a dramatic level."
Some villages remain cut off by snake-infested floodwaters and are only accessible by boat. Farmers lost 80% of their cotton crops in one district, a primary source of income, and the floodwaters killed hundreds of animals.
They don't have access to clean water, so we need to get water in there, food, provision, temporary shelter.
Save the Children says more than 150 kids have lost their lives since the start of monsoon season in July. That's over half of all the deaths recorded so far. Another 200 children have been injured. Believers walk alongside struggling families with the compassion of Christ.
"Whether I am hostile to the gospel or I've been a follower of Jesus my whole life, I care about the well-being of my children. When my child is suffering and you want to care for that child and love that child unconditionally, it does something to the heart."
Come alongside Unknown Nations' efforts to provide help for today and hope for tomorrow. We'll connect you at our website. Next, as people in Pakistan suffer from flooding, the people of Zimbabwe are dealing with the opposite problem, an almost year-long drought. The El Nino phenomenon has led to below-average rainfall across southern Africa since October 2023. Zimbabwe declared a state of disaster in April, and Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says,
"It doesn't mean, you know, they just don't have food now, but it does mean that there's going to be a food shortage in the future."
Zimbabweans have lost their crops and spend hours a day finding water. Some dig holes in dry riverbeds for even a bucket full of dirty water. In the midst of this, CWO serves families taking care of orphan kids.
"There are times where we're going to need to supply these families with food that we hadn't planned on, as well as the pastors of the churches we work with. The people will come to their pastors with their needs, and so they're going to be swamped with requests for food."
October is the hottest and driest month of the year. Learn how you can partner with CWO's relief efforts ahead of time at missionnews.org.
"If somebody's hungry and their stomach's growling, I don't know that they're going to hear you share the gospel with them, whether it's giving food or clothes or medical care, education. If you look at what Jesus did, you know, most of the times he met people where they were in their need, and then he shared who he was and shared the gospel with them. We mimic that in what we do. We come alongside people and try to meet them right where they are, and that opens the door to share the gospel with people."
And finally, daily devotionals are a great idea in theory, but safeguarding a special time with God isn't always a practical reality for everybody. It can be especially difficult when you have multiple children and busy schedules. However, Greg Yoder, a different one, with Keys for Kids says,
"How many times have we said, I don't have time? And yet we make time for taking our kids to soccer practice, to go have a cup of coffee, watching TV. There are so many things that we can be distracted by. The question that I have for everyone is, what's most important?"
Jesus overcame Satan's temptations and tricks with a simple, "It is written." Are we prepared to do the same?
Biblical literacy is high in the United States, even though there are many Christian families.
According to the American Bible Society, scripture engagement dropped 10% in the last 4 years.
"When someone says, I don't have time, my response back is, how can you afford not to make time? Because our kids need Jesus. And Keys for Kids Ministries makes it so easy. You have something every day already prepared. All you got to do is either read it or listen to it, bring it up on the app, and then just guide the conversation."
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples in Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.